Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Quickly here, before we have to take a break, our other producer, associate producer, Schmidil, is on a flight to Orlando as we speak. That kid, he's a part of the Paintball World Championships.
World Cup!
The World Cup of Paintball in Orlando. A couple of teams out of Denver are down there competing with teams from all over the world, I guess.
This is crazy.
And he'll be posting, I guess, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and different accounts that we have, right?
Yep, that's right. And so action, live action, World Cup. Let's bring it home, baby. I mean, heck, we don't have any other team that's bringing home anything.
This crazy kid, he gets a flight to go down there. We added up the cost yesterday. It's going to cost him about $2,000 to participate. By the way, $2,000 that he doesn't have. He borrowed $1,300 from another paintballer and owes him.
Yeah.
Seems a little crazy, doesn't it?
Well, and especially since the first place prize is like $1,000 and they have to split it between 10 people. You know, something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, it doesn't
He's upside down in the prize money.
Look,
if they win the World Cup, he's upside down in the prize in the whole thing.
I don't know why. I just can't take this whole paintball competition seriously for some reason.
Well, you know what? Fine. It's like me and that frisbee golf. Yeah, if you are participating in frisbee golf in a competitive nature, I cannot date you.
Yes, I'm with you. It just, I don't know what it is. I just have a stigma with it. It's like paintball. It's like, dude, come on, get your head on straight. Yeah. You've got a chance to move up the ranks of producing a morning show.
Right.
And maybe it's not here. Maybe it's not here. Maybe it's somewhere else. You get to learn a trade.
You know what I mean? You're just kidding.
Well, I didn't mean to insinuate that he's about to replace Bunky.
Because that's what it sounded
like. That's not what I meant.
Yeah,
I meant
did you hear that? Like,
that's how I took it.
It's fine. No.
I meant with everything that you offer, and you can teach him, Sean.
That's what you
meant.
The kid could be in New York tomorrow.
Yeah.
But no, he's concentrating on the World Cup paintball.
Yeah. He's passionate about that paintball.
He loves that paintball. And you know what? That brings me to a question. And I can ask it because my kid's not up and at school or anything like that. My son, and I brought this up, but God, I'm against it. He wants to do that stupid, what's it called, where they shoot each other. It's not like paintball, but
airsoft.
It's
airsoft.
Yes! I just can't get my head around it. I can't get my head around it at all. I even told him last night, I'm like, I don't think it is good for your brain to want to shoot other children. Right?
I don't know anything about, if it's called airsoft, you probably aren't going to get hurt.
You can get hurt. It's BBs. It's full on.
I have no idea what it is.
It's like BBs, and it has a CO2 cartridge in it, and they hurt. You have to wear a helmet. You have to wear all this stuff. I don't know about a helmet, but you have to wear all this gear because it's like paintball where you get like an owie.
Yeah, paintball can sting.
Yeah. I just don't get... I mean, listen, I had a BB gun when I grew up. We didn't shoot each other. This is why I was telling him last night. I go, okay, I understand. He goes, Mom, it's dudes. And it's like, you know, dudes. And I go, I understand that. But where I grew up, if we were going to shoot something, then we ate it. And that's what we did. That was the rule.
Yeah, see, no. I fully get why a 12-year-old would want to play. I get why a 12-year-old would want to play paintball, too. I get that. But Schmidil is 26 years old.
Right, I understand that, but I'm going back to my kid, and I'm just saying that I said to him, listen, we can go to a shooting range. Like that I get, because we'll practice. But shooting other 12-year-old kids are all running around, this seems like this will get mentally into your head and make you a psychopath.
To me, if I were 12 years old, that sounds like a wonderful time.
I want to shoot my friends.
I told him it was going to make him a psychopath.
In fact, when I had BB guns, when I was 12 and 13 years old, we did shoot at each other.
That's what I was going to say.
Without any protection on.
Totally.
We did it all the time.
You shot BBs or the pump.
My brother and I, we would have BB gun fights. Yes, all the time.
The little pump action. But these are CO2 cartridges. Like, I don't know. It's like hunting other children and shooting them. And I said it's going to lead to psychopathic behavior.
Sounds like a great sport.
No.
Sounds fun.
Sounds fun to me.
No, he wants to go to it. It opens this week or something. And they have
Jamie, let that kid live.
In Parker today, there's having a dollar sale in these bins or whatever.
Oh, you got to show up for that.
No.
Make the kid happy.
Why would I want to see my little tiny boy, my tiny child, shoot other children? This is a bad game. I don't like this.
Yeah, you know
what happened to skating in a circle? Why can't they roller skate in a circle?
And hold hands.
And then they yell out backward skate, and then he's like, "I can do it. I can backward skate and get all the chicks."
You know what? You say that now, but if you went to one competition with him shooting, it wouldn't be long before you'd be rooting him on, saying, "Come on, blow little Timmy away!"
Get him!
God!
DJ and Jamie
weekday mornings on Alice
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.